81 years ago, when Asheville had two daily newspapers, the new Art Deco building that housed them across from the Grove Arcade featured tall ceilings, glass block windows, frosted light sconces, and vast marble floors with custom inlays. On the third story, long ago hidden beneath asbestos tiling, there was another unique floor.
And you see all these like pock marks. I mean, these are cello stands, these are mic stands, these are who knows.
When Gar Ragland learned this was also the one-time home of WWNC AM radio, he knew he'd found the home for his own dream of resurrecting an artifact from a bygone musical era while giving Asheville something altogether new.
We had seen this in some of the historic photographs, and we were like, this is unbelievable that we have this opportunity, both a privilege and a responsibility, to like incorporate this into our new startup story.
While this building still houses the staff of the Citizen Times, all the energy is flowing in the direction of a new enterprise called Citizen Vinyl. When it opens to the public October 8th, Citizen Vinyl will house the only production-scale vinyl record pressing plant in North Carolina.
Our plans are to be a vinyl pressing resource to the local busker who may want to get 300 copies of his or her records made for the first time. But we're also being a service provider for the major labels and doing the 10,000 unit reissue of the Jimi Hendrix record.
Vinyl records have seen a dramatic resurgence over the past 15 years, pandemics notwithstanding, and are singly responsible for the nation's record store renaissance. New records sell anywhere from twice to five times their price just a decade ago, and the demand from artists and record labels to satisfy those buyers has created months of backlog for the nation's existing presses. Citizen Vinyl's proximity to Nashville and Atlanta is certainly an asset, but while orders and projects are already on the books, Ragland said it would take years for Citizen Vinyl to turn a profit solely from its pressing business. That's why there will also be a bar and cafe, artsy gift shop, and boutique record store. There will also be a small stage for in-store performances. Managers and craftspeople from Sovereign Remedies, Owl Bakery, and The Horse and Hero are spearheading their specific niches under the Citizen Vinyl roof. Ragland views Citizen Vinyl as a true collective effort.
It does add complexity. We've got a lot of stuff going on, but it affords us the opportunity to have multiple streams of revenue to help invest in the growth of the manufacturing aspects, which we knew going into this, it's going to take a few years to really ramp up the business.
Ragland grew up in Winston-Salem and first went to the New England Conservatory as a musician and composer, but soon detoured and dug into music production. He moved his family to Asheville 8 years ago to rent an office at Echo Mountain Studios and launched the New Song Music record label and artist competition.
If you want to be a good songwriter, you really need to commit a lot of your mental, creative, intellectual energy towards refining that craft. But I actually enjoy more pulling back a little bit and having opportunities to learn every day about some new aspect or some trend. I'm more inclined to think macroscopically and not microscopically.
Ragland insists he's not merely inclined to think nostalgically, at least in terms of his commitment to Citizen Vinyl. He points to a healthy base today of young buyers for vinyl, tying it to what he calls a digital fatigue that has also paved resurgences in board games and physical paper journaling.
There's something to be said about opening up your grandmother's backgammon set and the smell and the experience and the feel of the die in your hand. We still hunger for that. We want these tactile things. And if we're lucky enough to have some time in our busy lives to listen to music, and I would argue that those analog experiences offer more value and are more enriching to us than their digital counterparts.
Ragland will continue with New Song Music and independent studio production while growing Citizen Vinyl. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.